The Juba court sentenced Father John Mathiang to 7 years in prison and sentenced Samuel Maker to a 5 years prison term. The court also sentenced Maurice Sebit Ater and Let Makura Gok to 4 years in prison. Following last night's sentencing, Bishop Christian Kalazar of the Catholic Diocese of Rumbek sent out a press statement saying he appreciated government's and the court's commitment to justice. Bishop Kalazar said, and I quote, "Though sad for what has happened and the resulting suffering, we pray that truth may bring conversion and healing," end quote. Presiding Judge Alexander Subek Samuel said the court found John Mathiang Makol, Samuel Maker, Maurice Sebit Ater and Let Makura Gok guilty of participating directly and indirectly in the attempted murder of Bishop Kalazar.
The final prison sentence of the accused, John Mathiang, Maurice Sebit Ater and Let Makura Gok, were found guilty of breaking two articles, 334 section 4, 335 of the Penal Code of 2008.
Defense lawyer Malik Mading, who represent all four men found guilty of attempted murder, says the verdict and sentencing are not based on any evidence. Under Section 34 of South Sudan Evidence Act, Mading says an accused person should not be convicted on the basis of evidence that implicates another person. He says his clients will appeal.
Normally, the confession of accused are used as a weaker evidence, in the sense that they have not been tested. The first accused was not cross-examined. The defense team was not given chance to test the validity of the first accused's statement. There are several cases that have been decided in a way that the confession of co-accused is not used against the other accused.
Mading says the accused and the defense team were not given a chance to provide additional facts before last night's sentencing. Bishop Christian Kalazar, who at the time of the incident in April last year was bishop-elect of Rumbek Catholic Diocese, was shot by gunmen inside his residence in Rumbek town. Kalazar was transported to a hospital in Nairobi where he spent months receiving treatment. Before being discharged in June 2021, he was consecrated as bishop in March. For VOA News, I am Viola Elias in Juba.